I'm Duncan MacLeod, and this is Tech Central's TCS Plus, the business technology show, where we put the spotlight on interesting companies in the ICT space. And we've got a fascinating company in the hot seat today. My guests today are from DigiCloud Africa, which is Google Cloud's enablement partner in Africa. And joining me today is Gregory McLennan, who is DigiCloud's CEO, and Louis van Schalkwyk, who's the company's head of technical operations. Gentlemen, welcome to you both. Thanks for making the time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great. Well, this is the first of a three-part series of podcasts we're doing with DigiCloud. We're going to introduce you to DigiCloud in this episode, and in subsequent episodes, we're going to chat about how the company works with its partners and also what all this means for end-user customers. But let's start at the beginning, Gregory. Let me start with you. How long has DigiCloud been around now? What was it established to do, and when did you start working with Google?
Sure. It's a bit of a trick question. So if you ask us, when did we start working with Google 10, 11, 12 years ago, you know, being at different resellers and working with Google and Googlers, DigiCloud as a business has been going for 6 years, and there was a lot of work that went into that. DigiCloud is, so we're an official distributor of Google Cloud products into Africa, but very specifically, we're one of the first. So when DigiCloud was formed as a business, it was formed very specifically to distribute Google Cloud and only Google products and possibly complementary ones. And we built the entire business from the ground up to that one purpose. We don't distribute anything and everything. We're very clear on what our purpose is. And our purpose for that is underlying is to digitally enable 1 billion people in Africa and to do that with Google and to do that through resellers. So we started off as one of the first. We worked with Google out of Seattle and San Francisco and New York on helping them build out the program and then take that program to a market that, 6 years ago in tech feels like a million years, but at the time was underserviced by Google as a vendor.
Right.
And this was a way to, one, create scale, but more importantly within the context of Africa is to create skills. You know, what we don't want is to be in a situation where you need to get your tech skills from somewhere else in the world. We're sitting on a continent with 1.4 billion people, and honestly, we've got some of the brightest minds. I always look at old Elon Musk because I can, but you know, there's some real innovation coming out of Africa, and we wanted to leverage those skills for Google through this system.
And am I right in thinking you're the first and the only enablement partner for Google Cloud in Africa?
In Africa. At the moment, yes. Definitely will always be the first, and currently we're the only one in Africa, yes.
Okay. And is it normal for Google Cloud to work through partners like DigiCloud in smaller areas, in smaller markets like Africa, for example?
So distribution for Google is sort of on the increase for Google globally. So they're opening up distribution in many markets. We were one of the first together with the US. So they opened up distribution in the US at the same time they opened it up in Africa, and we were the first two markets to do it. And there's two different drivers. Obviously, there are established partners for Google globally. You know, there's GSIs and all of those sorts of things globally, but really where Google plays so nicely, especially within the African space, so sort of your digital native startups. You know, nobody starts a business on the most expensive a license you can possibly get from whomever. You want to go there with tools that are easy to use, easy to spin up, and super cost effective. And Google plays very nicely in that space. And further to that, Google's got a massive education play. So obviously the hope there is as the kids get used to it and then they become adults and then they're going to university with it, when they start their businesses, because that's what we need in Africa more than anything, they start them on Google. And then you're building your e-commerce platforms on Google, et cetera, et cetera.
I'm going to spend some more time talking about the offerings in the education space, because it really is quite interesting during the course of this series. But Louis, let me bring you in here. To maybe take us through a little bit how you, as DigiCloud, work with Google Cloud to serve your reseller partner base and what your sort of day-to-day relationship is like with Google.
Okay, great. Thanks, Duncan. Maybe if I can carry on to what Greg mentioned earlier, when we started the business about 6 years ago, or officially 6 years ago, we identified a gap in the market for qualified partners to take the great and amazing Google Cloud services to market and to end customers. So we identified that opportunity, and we realized that we had a fair amount of skill between us and experience in the Google space. But the way to accelerate that wouldn't be through a single reseller, right? It would be to enable lots of and multiple resellers. Mm-hmm. So we could effectively use our experience and skill to enable and fast track that reseller program for Google onto the rest of the continent. So a number of things have happened since we started that journey. You know, COVID hit, and that by itself presented opportunity for us to get involved and actively get involved with a lot more customers and partners. And maybe if I can give you one example.
Sure.
There was a central bank in Africa, and this was about 2 weeks before lockdowns worldwide were announced. Central bank got in touch with Google. Google got in touch with us because we were effectively managing partners across Africa at that point, and said, guys, we've got a central bank here. They've just been notified of lockdowns coming. For the central bank to carry on operating, they need to be deployed onto a cloud solution for communication and collaboration software within a week. Mm-hmm. The existing solution were on-prem, and the only way they could communicate would be to go to the building, which would obviously pose a problem, you know, going remote. That's where DigiCloud jumped in. We pulled in a regional partner, a regional reseller of ours, and we worked hand-in-hand with the partner as if we were an extension of that reseller's technical team, and we just rolled up our sleeves, and within a period of a week, we managed to deploy several thousand users onto a Google communication and collaboration platform. And that was on time for the employees to go home and work from home in order to carry on the business of the central bank. So I think something like that, your question was how do we work with resellers?
Yep.
I think it clearly shows, you know, we work as an extension to resellers. We come in, we've got skills and experience. We're able to make things happen very quickly. So if there's a sudden need, a sudden requirement, we come in, we work hand in hand with partners in order for the customer to be best serviced using Google technology at the end of the day.
And you would then engage with Google Cloud where needed. If there's a technical issue that needs to be resolved or something of that nature, you have instant access into Google Cloud expertise internationally to be able to solve those end user customer issues.
Yeah, look, Google is a big business. So there's lots of different divisions and lots of different products and services. So it's very dependent on the specific scenario that we're working with. But yes, we have deep connections and contacts within Google that we work with on the different products and services.
Okay. Maybe just take me through then, Louis, which Google products you offer through your reseller base. Google Cloud is a very big business and a lot of products and solutions in there, but maybe just take us through the main ones and where they're typically being deployed. Are there specific industries across Africa that are early adopters of Google Cloud technology?
Okay. So the biggest one within the Google stack is probably Google Cloud. Mm-hmm. So Google Cloud Platform, as it used to be called. That's your hyperscaler environment, recently also spun up in Johannesburg. Data center is now online. And that would be your virtual machines, your Kubernetes, enterprise data warehouse, BigQuery. There's 100 plus different products within that portfolio of Google Cloud that you can just use anywhere in the world. So you sign up as a reseller and you're able to offer those services to your customers. And your customers can access any or all of those services straight away. Mm-hmm. So that's a big component of what we do. The other large area is Google Workspace, so enterprise messaging and collaboration platform that a lot of companies have adopted. Mm-hmm. That's a big...
That's just things like Google Docs and Google Sheets and those for productivity
so Google
tools.
Google Drive, Gmail for business, obviously. Mm-hmm. So mail, calendaring, contacts, Drive, documents, device management, all of that collaboration suite, and that is sold as a software as a service.
Right.
So you don't have to configure any servers or maintain anything. It's all configuration based. You sign up, migrate your mail, data, calendar, contacts into the platform, and your users start using it. Mm-hmm. If users are familiar with Gmail already in their personal capacity, they'll probably be familiar with the interface and the look and feel and how it works. Mm-hmm. So Google Workspace is then the second thing. The third product in that stack is Google for Education, mm-hmm. which is built on top of Google Workspace, but focused specifically for the education market. So depending on the licensing SKU you go for, there's free licenses available for registered or in registered educational institutions.
Okay.
And then there's paid subscriptions, which unlocks additional functionality for the users.
And that'd largely be the same sort of kind of set of tools that you'd get in the normal Workspace Edition used by businesses, docs
correct.
And...
Correct. And then you have additional tools that's only available for education. So things like Google Classroom, and there's additional teaching and learning tools that's available in the education stack.
Okay.
Then the third component is Google Chrome. So the browser that a lot of people are familiar with.
Yes.
But Google Chrome in an enterprise setting can be managed completely remotely, and you have Chrome devices. These Chromebook laptops that just boot up in a few seconds, you can't really break it, you just reset it, log in, it's a web browser, right? Mm. So those devices can be centrally managed and controlled by the organization through the software sold through our resellers.
Okay, and those machines all run Chrome OS, which I was interested to discover the other day, you can now load on just about any laptop.
So there's Chrome OS Flex, and you can now basically install it on, if a laptop is too old, it doesn't upgrade to the latest operating system that you're currently using, you can
retool it.
You can switch Chrome OS Flex on it, and it's great. If all you need is a web browser, then it's a very simple and easy solution.
Yeah. So, Greg, maybe expand a little bit on how you work with your reseller partners. How do you put those partners on the road to success?
And it's interesting that you've used that. So we work with all of our resellers, and all of our resellers are authorized Google partners under Google's programs. And one of the things we work very well with our partners is obviously you get all local billing and all the rest. So we take a lot of pain out of it for the partners. So that what we really want is we want partners to be able to work with their customers and focus on their customers and not focus on admin around how do you get the stuff from Google. So we take that pain away, and then, as you would have heard from Louis, we actively support. And then we have a program that we call the Road to Success, which is very much around how do we help a partner actively help a partner, working with them so that they can graduate in one of two ways or both, which is to become a premier partner. And what that means for the partner is they are able to access more funding, which can either go straight to a customer, or it helps them get more skills, more people, and grow as a practice. Or alternatively, we work with them to get a specialization. And specialization is something truly special in that it means that Google and someone from Google with a PhD typically, who's lecturing at some Yale, Harvard, whatever, validates you as a Google Cloud partner to be a specialist in a field, be it data analytics, infrastructure, cloud migration, whatever. There's a number of these different things. But the stamp you get is not from DigiCloud, it's from Google, and it's there are very few partners globally who have a number of these specializations. And what we wanted to make sure is that as we work with our partners, we want our partners to do well what they do well. If you're a data analytics partner and this is what your business is built around, I don't want you to sell anything and everything. Mm-hmm. I want you to bring the best possible value to your customer and for you to grow your practice in the way that makes sense. And in that way, specialize in it. Mm-hmm. So that when a customer says to me, we're looking at this Google journey, we want to do, what's the topical thing at the moment? Gen AI. I can put a data analytics or an AI or an ML specialist in the room, mm-hmm. and they will know what they're doing. It's not just a Google Cloud partner. It's a Google Cloud partner with very deep skills, not only on the platform, but within the services that are needed. And that's where we play.
Okay. We're gonna delve into how you work with partners and all of that in a great amount of detail in our second episode. But in the interim, if there are any potential reseller partners listening to this discussion, what's involved? How do they sign up? How do they reach out to you guys to consider becoming partners and perhaps learn more about the process?
And I think that in and of itself is also important. So we don't sign up anyone.
Right.
We have mandated processes from Google with a very stringent due diligence process because we want to work with the best. And if you're a partner that thinks like this is a thing you want to do, info@digicloud.africa. Mm-hmm. And my onboarding team will take you through the process. There is a whole due diligence and all the rest of it. It's all, as I said, it's mandated by Google, but it's also vetted by Google. But when you get through that process, then you're one of a handful of partners on the continent that are validated to do this.
You're required to have certain technical credentials and certificates. So it's not a simple fill in a one-page application form and you can consider yourself a partner. there's some stringent criteria that you have to meet, which is also a safeguard for customers. When they buy from an authorized Google partner, they know that that partner has met the criteria as set out by Google.
And also within our mandate, obviously, you know, there's no secret, Africa as a continent has had some issues. So we also want to make sure that every partner we deal with is a business that can be relied upon to be the best of the best in all aspects.
So guys, I think the message here from episode one is clear. If you're thinking Google Cloud, think DigiCloud. Gregory McLennan is CEO of DigiCloud Africa, and Louis van Schalkwyk is head of technical operations. Gentlemen, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.